You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of AIDS 2008, the 17th International AIDS Conference. The conference took place in Mexico City from August 3rd through August 8th, 2008.
Last summer, I believe, at Sydney, I think it was Tony Fauci mentioned something about eradication and that with the new drugs, Raltegravir, for instance, and that maybe it's more possible now to actually reconsider that HIV can be eradicated.
As I said in my talk, I think that there's sort of three steps. You have to stop the virus from replicating. That part is working very well. The current drugs, if taken correctly, in our opinion, completely stop replication.
But does it stop replication, or is it our tests can't detect it, in meaning below 50? Are we not able to see it?
No, so we have seen down to, the tests go down to a single molecule of HIV, RNA. And what happens in patients who are doing well on current treatment, and I'm not talking about Raltegravir, I'm just talking about standard hard, is that the level of viremia is between 1 and 50 copies per mil. If you add another drug, it does not go any lower. And what that means is that most of that viremia is not susceptible to further inhibition. In other words, we've already reached the maximum potential of hard. You cannot do any better. And the reason is because that virus in the plasma is coming from a stable reservoir. It's a cell that was infected before HAART started. So I think there's been a big failure to understand how well the drugs work. A lot of misinterpretation and misinformation. And if the drugs are taken correctly, they work extremely well. When people fail, it's usually because of problems with adherence or absorption or pharmacokinetics. But the drugs themselves, and the new research I presented, it really sort of explained that they're actually working way better than we ever thought because we weren't looking at it in the right way and measuring the amount of inhibition that can actually be achieved. It's actually, as I mentioned, some of the protease inhibitors cause a 10 billion-fold inhibition in just one round of replication. So if you infected 10 billion cells in the presence of one of the best protease inhibitors, not a single cell would get infected. So at that level of inhibition, which we can demonstrate now in vitro, it's very hard to understand how any replication could be occurring in patients on HAART.
Are these new tools that we didn't have before?
We have a new assay that measures a single infection events in the test tube, and it's a new mathematical way of analyzing the replication. And basically, it's going back to a fundamental equation in pharmacology, which has three variables, and one of them had been neglected in all of the previous research, and that turns out to be very important. You can't get the right answer, you know, if you leave out one of the variables.
And what about the reservoirs? I know you talked a little bit about how do we eradicate HIV from the different reservoirs.
Well, we still don't know. I mean, the original approach that was tried was very crude. It was to activate all of the T cells and hope you turn on the one in a million that have latent HIV. And that's clearly a crude way of doing it and one that has too much toxicity. We need a selective way, and we don't have that. But we are finally developing ways to make these cells in a test tube so that we can find that way to selectively turn them on.
Is there any work going on to decide about which meds are better for the reservoirs? I know like some meds are
better. It doesn't
matter.
That's false. If you have suppression to below 50 copies per mil, the virus is not replicating anymore.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter what step in the life cycle you block. As long as you have, you know, an effective combination, you're getting to the maximal potential. I think it's wrong to assume that blocking integration, for example, is any better than blocking any other step.
What's the next step?
Well, the next step is, first of all, to make the drugs less toxic so they can be taken indefinitely, and they will have to be taken indefinitely until we can find a way to get rid of the reservoirs. So the next step is to find the reservoirs, and there's more than one, clearly, and each one will probably require the development of a specific approach to eliminate it. And that's, who knows how long that will take.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on the 17th International AIDS Conference from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/AIDS2008.